land wasn't a very big job to fence. You got the post is the biggest job, but the wire got so high now you can't hardly buy it. And it's just anything made out of steel such as that now or iron, it just got so high.
Yes, sir.
And going up. These big steel companies, they raise it. And they've been shipping a lot of it from across the water, and that wire ain't no count. It's little bitty old stuff. It just don't last like our native made wire.
Yes, sir. When you were putting up the fence, did you use those things to dig holes
for? Yeah, post hole diggers. There was some of them sitting right here. The boy moved them yesterday and cast them out on us. Yeah, two handed, you know. Hole diggers.
Imagine if you had a big fence to put up, you'd have to be in pretty good shape to.
Oh yeah, that gets on you pretty quick, take them, you know, and then you put them in the handles parts where that'll set it up down, you had to lift the dirt out.
Right.
Yeah.
Did you get much of that?
Yeah, yes sir, I had a bunch of land fence back here, of course I was running the sawmill, and when I had to set my cattle up, I just taken the crew and went around and built my fence around it. Some dug holes and some put up wire and some nailed up behind.
Right. Right. Did people around here ever have maybe a little fence around their yard or garden? Usually it was painted white and it kind of came to a point.
Yeah, a picket fence. Pick some kind of like that old gate on it, you know. Sometimes they'd cut the pickets on both sides and make them show up in the center of the picket, pay it.
Right, I see. Yeah.
And some of these fellas around, it got to where they had them a little branch like, they'd get lumber, have it painted out, you know, and called Six and Six's Fellas Farm, Cow Farm, or especially out in front, he'd have his fence painted, you know.
Yes, sir.
I never did get up to that. I was always mighty poor.
Did people around here ever have walls or fences made out of loose stone or rock?
I've seen a few of them. A few of that around. People maybe have a yard fence or something like that, you know.
What did they call those things?
Well, some of them they call it a rock fence, and some of them, or it's stone, just whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And over there close to Waynesboro, there's a fellow over there got his place fenced with bricks. I passed that here a while back and looking at it.
I see.
He ain't got it solid. He's got them brick catching on the ends, you know, and leaving holes, you know.
Hmm. Oh, he meant to do it like that.
Yeah.
I see. I meant to ask you when you were telling me about your hog pens, was there ever any shelter to those?
No, you didn't shelter your hogs. Our patrol didn't have to feed them in. Of course, it'd get so nasty in there, you'd have to drain the water or put straw or something in there for them to lie on.
Yes, sir. What about, have you ever heard people around here use the term hog parlor?
Oh yeah, they got to where they do that now a lot.
What is that?
Well, he fixes him a place where the hog can get up out of the water and lie up here on the floor, and he slopes it and have water off out there where they can get out in, you know. And they want to get out of that to get over up here, and he feeds them off out up. Of course, he has that covered over, but out there in the water they can get in. Now, that's not covered over. Just say that yard there was upon the water, and here was a place for the hogs to get out up on and lie and have the feeding sauce out up there.